has pointed out to me, and I didn't happen to notice it in the bulletin, what our children collected last year for missions was $1,900 for apportionments. I think that... Thank you. That helps a whole bunch. I would remind you to take home with you the prayer concerns that are listed in the insert in your bulletin. Keep it close to where you spend time with the Lord. In your prayer chair, wherever that time is in the day that you set aside for that, keep each one of these in your prayers. We do know that Ruth Allen is home. We've heard that Ruth Mercer is home. Please continue to keep Joyce Schilberg in your prayers. She had a biopsy done Friday and will start radiation treatments. Keep each one close to your hearts. If you would now, please turn in your hymn book to page number 881.
Deanna?
Yes.
As they're doing that, I have a joy to share.
Let's hear it.
Well, my understanding is, I haven't been here 12 to 15 years, but my understanding is I can make an announcement this morning that this church hasn't been able to make for 12 to 15 years. Anybody want to guess what that is?
Apportionments are paid.
We have paid 100% of our apportionments. Yeah.
And that's definitely a big praise the Lord.
Yeah. That is thanks to you and your generosity. It's thanks to people like, for instance, this Kids Corner, the kids collecting change. All that money goes to apportionments, Lunch Bunch. Mm-hmm. Just there's all sorts of things in your regular tithe to the church. Some of that goes to our apportionments as well through our spending plan. But I just wanted to say thank you so very much for your faithfulness in that regard. And if you don't know what apportionments are, just quickly, the easiest way to explain it, it's the United Methodists' mission to the world. That is the easiest way to explain it. It's the way that we are allowed to dig wells in Mozambique. It provides something for us to give money, for instance, over and above apportionments to Nothing But Nets, which keeps, we're together with the NBA and, let me see, what's that Microsoft guy? What's his name? I can't think of his name, but anyway, United Methodist Church, NBA, and him are all together with this Nothing But Nets, and that buys nets for kids and adults in Africa so malaria won't spread. Just things like that. This is what apportionments allow us to do. For instance, you got to, I believe, I wasn't here at that time, but when flooding happened in Missouri, a lot of those apportionment dollars came back to Missouri to help us out in that regard. So just... so you know. And on top of that, you all were so awesome. For the first time in a long time, we are able to start 2009 with a zero ledger balance, which means that all of our bills for 2008 are paid. And so I just want to give God praise and thank you for your faithfulness to God and this church. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.